Hello, everybody. Hey, Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Meredith Locker. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm great, Cal. How are you?
I'm so excited. This is fun. We got this whole streaming thing going on. We got people in our hypnospace watching us and sending in questions and all that kind of good stuff. And it's actually working. I think we'll keep doing this.
Yep, I like it.
All right, good. Hey, I got some announcements to get things started. Let me see here. I've survived another week of Maureen being gone in Singapore, so that's good. Quick note, my NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Courses are coming up in July and November of this year, 2009. And for you guys that are watching this in 2010 or 11 or 12 or 2,243, whenever it is, you can always go to hypnosiscenter.com, get my latest schedule. Gosh, if you enroll early, you save money because we always have early enrollment discounts. My good friend James Ramey has got an ultra-depth course coming up. I'll put a link right below here, and you can find out all the details on that. Enroll early and save money. Oh, by the way, if you're watching this anywhere else but calbanyan.com, you want to go to calbanyan.com right now, and that's C-A-L-B-A-N-Y-A-N, because right below this video, we put all the extra text, information, and links that you want to have, so go to calbanyan.com. And let's see, people keep asking about the NGH 7-Path Teachers Training. I'm going to have a link right down there for it, too. Get your certification and be licensed as a 7-Path Self-Hypnosis Teacher. And guess what? It's a mind-body-spirit approach to hypnosis. It has a strong emotional quality to it. And really, you know, you guys that have been watching this for a while know that I'm into 5-Path. Imagine being able to do 5-Path in the privacy of your own mind. That's what 7-Path is all about, and a lot more. Strong spiritual component if you have a spiritual concept. If you don't, we're able to work with your highest philosophy or ideas for good. Hooray for our hypnospace. New groups are growing. We've gone past 200 members now, and we just keep going better and better. Let's see, new audios being added, new videos being added. Check it out. As we continue to do these kind of, I don't know what to call them, simulcasts, where people are right now down at the bottom of the screen, they're typing in stuff and we're reading it. Some of them are questions, sometimes just comments. If you want to be involved in this real interactive video experience, then you got to join our hypnospace. All right. I think that's it for now. Alrighty-o. Oh, hey, something I forgot to mention last time. We had recently started a new thing. I don't know how long we're going to be able to do this, but we have free shipping to U.S. addresses when you order $95 or more off of hypnosis.org and Banyan Hypnosis Mall. We just had it on one site. I don't know why we just had it on one site, and someone said, hey, how come I can't get it on the other site? Now you can. So it's kind of part of our whole economic stimulus package, just trying to make it easier for people to get into the profession and also to get better and better in the profession. All right. How's Tripod doing?
He's doing so good. He's such an inspiration. I tell you, he bounced right back from his surgery. He's already starting to use his leg again. I mean, the very next day, Cal, he had basically 3 procedures done. He had part of his leg cut off, he was neutered, and he had 2 teeth pulled. And the very next day, he was running around and playing. Unbelievable. I mean, it just shows you the power of the mind. If you don't think that you should be held down by anything, you won't be.
He's so awesome. He's like top dog.
I know. I know. Actually, I have a picture for Taylor to put in right now to show you guys what he looked like right after surgery. He's just so cute. So Taylor can put that picture in so you guys can see it. I can't show you on my computer because I've got the live streaming going, which is so exciting.
Okay, so when he edits this whole thing together, he's going to put a picture in there. Good. Well, here comes the picture.
Yay!
I'm pausing while the picture's showing up.
Good.
Okay, enough for Tripod. What else is going on in your life?
I have been getting the most interesting cases, Cal. It's just so fun in LA, I have to tell you.
I guess. Hey, what do you, what, Can you kind of give me an example of something that's interesting? I mean, without giving out any identifying characteristics, maybe generalities?
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I have somebody who wants to become ticklish. They used to be ticklish, are no longer ticklish, and now they want to become ticklish again. How do you like that?
I want to know why.
Because they feel like they're hurting people's feelings when they're trying to be tickled by them.
Oh, just fake it. That way you have maximum control. You can fake it when you want to make people happy, and you don't have to have that being tickled phenomenon.
I agree, but you know what? I'm going to help people get what they want if I can do it.
You're such a good person. All right. Hey, I know... I'd like to get a couple of, I promised in the last episode that I'd get some hypno news in. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, please.
All right. Hey, I'm going to put these links right down below so you can click on them. And there's this website called naturalnews.com, and they've been publishing a lot of cool stuff about hypnosis. I don't know why, but I've got a link down there, and there is Natural News Reviews article in the Journal of Transpersonal Psychology stating that hypnosis is effective in treating bulimia. Now, Meredith, you and I, we know that, don't we?
We sure do. I work with bulimia all the time.
All right. So it goes beyond just our anecdotal say-so, but that there's scientific proof now. Let's see. In fact, one of your expertise areas is actually working with eating disorders. Isn't that right?
That's correct.
Cool. And let's see, naturalnews.com also reviews an article in the publication, the American Journal of Pediatric Hematology and Oncology, stating that hypnosis is useful in treating children's side effects of cancer treatment. They also had one there on pain management, but I didn't get the link, for children are very good with pain management. And then here's one that I have no idea who this person is, and you told me that this was a singer or something. It's funny. I found this in a link to a news article in it's Times of India or India Times, some news site on India in India, and it says Mandy Moore used hypnosis to calm her before her latest gig. So that's kind of cool, I guess. I'm sure there's something in a national paper that says that, but as I was searching for news, I found that. And then, don't you want to believe? Aren't we all really X-Files closet fans? I mean, wouldn't it be cool? I mean, probably one of the most disappointing things in me and the profession, in my experience of hypnosis, is I always thought that one day I would have a client come in with a problem and the age regression would bring up an alien abduction. But that's never happened. I don't know why that is. But anyway, if you're interested in that kind of stuff, the Boston Globe, they have a website, and they have a short video and article on alien abduction. Let's see. So, and it's cool because the video has an audio portion that is actually taken from a hypnotic age regression for an alien abduction. And I claim it right here. I want to believe. But so far, it hasn't come up in any of my sessions. How about you, Meredith?
Yeah, I had one not very long ago, actually. We were doing age regression, and suddenly there was somebody there at the foot of her bed, and she was taken to another place that didn't sound anything like here. And it was within this lifetime. It was very interesting, and these creatures had very different texture for skin, and she went into very great detail about what they looked like and where they took her and how different the rooms were and some of these things that they did to her, these experiments. But, you know, at first she was really afraid and she remembered it as being really a scary thing. But as we worked through it, she realized that there was nothing scary about it at all. In fact, it was very comfortable. It was very nice. And she actually missed them.
Well, you know, I tell you what, I've seen some recordings of hypnotists doing age regressions for alien abduction. And most of them that I've seen technically were lousy regressions. They lead people all over the place. and they're just terrible. And to me, they just were not good evidence. But if you had it, I know that you don't lead and that you're, you know, just a top-notch 1%er hypnotist. And so that's kind of exciting news.
Yep. 1% all the way.
All right. Cool. 1%, baby, the diamond. All right. Hey, let's go ahead and kick into some questions. You have any questions for me, either from the online crew or something that was sent in to, like, Ask Cal on Our Hypnospace or something?
Yeah, from the live streaming right now. We have a question from Sydney Kay, and he'd like to know, starting out a new hip... Actually, I'm assuming that it's a he, because Sydney's a kind of... could be a male or a female. I don't really know. But anyway, this practitioner would like to know, starting out as a new hypnotist, what training would you recommend? I assume in addition to the basic hypnosis training, but if you want to cover the very basic, that would probably help some people too. And how to run, some suggestions how to run a practice. And I know Celeste has done a lot of work helping people with that. I know that there are all kinds of articles. She just keeps writing article after article after article, you know, installments, really about a very long article explaining how to do that in an inexpensive manner. Isn't that correct, Cal?
Yeah. Okay, so the first question is, let me get this right. Where do you go for training in hypnosis and hypnotherapy?
Yeah, it was a little vague. I asked for clarification, but that's what he seems to mean. So you might want to touch on a little bit about basic training and a little bit about maybe some of the advanced training that's out there.
Okay. Number one, minimum. The training you receive should be NGH or NGH-approved training, because they really have this the kernel of minimum training that they kind of standardize through the profession. And each one of the instructors is then allowed to add to it. So when my training became NGH approved, I wrote up a couple manuals, basic manual, which is level 1 and level 2, and I sent it off to the NGH, and they go through the manual. And I don't know if this is still available, that people can do this. I might have got grandfathered in, but that's what I'm saying, NGH or NGH approved. And that is, they say, okay, you have in your training our core curriculum. Now, you cover enough of the basics where we're going to approve you. And then all the approved trainers are then able to add to it. And so I add my spin to it and add 5-path and 7-path. And then also, in addition to the NGH CIs, there are the people who are eligible to train my course. And these people are called CPHIs, and that's CPHI, stands for Certified Professional Hypnosis or Hypnotherapy Instructor. And these people are able to teach my courses, both my NGH-approved course and also my Week of Power course. And so if you can't get to one of my courses, make sure it's NGH-approved or actually an NGH course. And then what was the other part of that question?
How to run a practice.
Okay, yeah, Meredith, you were right. How do you run a gas station? I mean, that's a lot to say in a particular podcast, and I think, Meredith, you gave him the right resource. And Celeste has a series of articles both in Banyan Hypnosis Mall and also in hypnosis.org in our free in our e-zine section and free articles section. Nice, beautiful series of articles on that. Also, in the first, I'd say third or quarter of my first book, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, Basic to Advanced Techniques for the Professional, co-authored with Jerry Kine, I really talk about some things you do from the hypnotist's point of view in setting up a practice and how and that kind of thing. And I think we've probably done some of that stuff in previous podcasts, too. Good.
Yep, I believe so, definitely. Good. Well, I hope that answers his question. He confirmed Sydney is a he.
Oh, you know, a really good resource also is Maureen, my wife. She's the general manager, and she has the business startup pack. And in there, there's all the forms that we use. I mean, when I was in the military, I was in the Air Force Security Police, and I found out that if you're going to do anything repeatedly, and that thing needs to be done perfectly or executed in an excellent way every time, you need a checklist. And in that business startup pack, we've got all kinds of checklists, like things you need to go through on your first call with someone, what you should do when they make an appointment, what you should do when they call to reschedule, what should you do if another helping professional calls regarding a client, and our intake paperwork. And it really is a really good way to have some paperwork on how to get started. And there, Maureen provides you with a Word documents for all those, so you can just put your name at the top and go right into business. And she's got a really great CD on how to book appointments when people call in. Meredith, can you add anything to that? You used that, right?
Oh, gosh. You know what? Because I started out here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center, and so, you know, so much of this stuff was done for me, and it was such a blessing because I didn't have to worry about any of that, and I just got to focus on working with clients. So it was just such a benefit. But then when it was time for me to leave here and start my own practice, you know, I suddenly needed forms, and it happened very quickly for me. I actually had some clients who wanted to work with me right away, right when I set up my practice, and so I had to very quickly put together my forms, you know, figure out how to handle these phone calls, because I hadn't been handling the phone calls before. Maureen had done that for me. And wow, I was really overwhelmed at first, but then I opened up the pack, because I had bought it, and I already had it. And I opened up the pack, and I looked at all of the forms, and I just, it says, you know, enter name here, you know, I mean, and you just type in, you know, my business name is Your Path Hypnosis, and so you just type in Your Path Hypnosis. Sometimes you type in, you know, Meredith Locker, M-A-C-H, and, you know, I type in my name and in different places, and I kind of adapted a few of the areas, you know, like on one of the forms, it has you list, or as you ask, where they, how they found out about you, and I advertise in some different places than you guys do, and so I, you know, was easily able to change that form to fit my needs, and I was up and running, I mean, within like an hour with all of my forms, everything was done, I felt completely together, it was perfect. I don't know what I would have done without that.
Cool. I think that pretty much answers the question. You got anything else for me?
I have lots of questions. You ready to get into other questions?
Let's rock.
Wonderful. Well, Peretz listed some questions right there on calbanyan.com in the comment section, which, by the way, we love it when you give us comments. We love to hear how things are working for you. I mean, it can be technical comments. It can be about the podcast and the information. It can be about my hair, if you really feel like talking about that. You know, it can be about anything. We just love your comments. We love your questions. Thank you so much for continuing to send those in. And we're looking for more questions for future shows, so do send them in. You can post them under the comment section. You can go to our Hypnospace, send them through there. You can email them to us directly. However you want to do it, just get us your questions. But Peretz listed some questions there, and he wanted to know if during age regression, the ISE or BISE, so the initial sensitizing event, or before the initial sensitizing event, is at a time which is prelingual. How can we get that information and subsequently communicate and provide insight to inform the child?
That's an excellent question. Now, what's really cool, so like most of the ISCs that I find are ages 2 or 3 or even younger. That's when these initial impressions get into people that really shape their lives. And some people don't talk very good when they're 2 or 3. And of course, sometimes we'll go back to even before that. So the question is, how in the world can the person revivify being like 1 year old or 6 months old? And then when you ask them, what's happening, what are you thinking, what are you feeling, the fantastic five questions, how in the world can they answer? And here's this is what I think. They're hypnotized. They're suggestible. And it's implicit in the question, what's happening, that they would be able to answer. When you ask them, what are you thinking? What are you feeling? How old are you? it implies that they should be able to answer. You're suggesting to them that they should be able to answer. And so what happens is that aspect of themselves, which is prelingual, preverbal, however you want to put it, borrows the ability to speak and express what it's thinking and feeling and so on from the adult aspect of the adult. It's really amazing. It's funny because you take people back to these very young ages, like before 2 years old, and you ask them, how old are you? And they don't know. And one of the little techniques I use sometimes is to say, okay, little one, when someone asks you, how old are you, how many fingers do you hold up? And sometimes they'll go, I'm this many, or I'm this many. And it really, you know, you're connecting to that little aspect of the child. But sometimes they're very confused. And in that case, you just say, be grown up. Grown up, become aware of that little one. About how old is that little one? And the grown-up can have an awareness, or even in their mind's eye, see that little one and estimate the age. And the exact age is usually not very important. We're not doing forensic hypnosis where we're trying to get exact dates and stuff like that. We just want to find out the cause of the problem, what reinforced it, and that kind of thing. Anything to add to that, Meredith?
You know, I'd never, ever had an issue with this. Every single client that I've ever done age regression with, we pretty much always go to a prelingual time. I mean, not every single time, but pretty consistently. And they all understand that they can communicate. Some take it more seriously than others and are really in that mode and really using very simple language. And some are really borrowing a lot from the adult, from the grown-up, and speaking pretty, in advanced ways. But it's never been an issue where I've had someone just not being able to talk at all. But I can understand how that would be a concern. And I find that if you just have an expectation that they will do what you're suggesting that they do, then they will.
Beautiful. That's my experience also. Good. You got another one for me?
I do. Peretz also wants to know, saying, as a beginner, I've tried to do the 8-word rapid induction without success. What's the secret, or what signs am I overlooking in the client?
Okay. You know, I have this Banyanism, and one of them is, if something doesn't work that should work, that usually indicates that something that should have been done before it was not either done effectively or completely. Now, I'm assuming here, I'm not watching you do the induction, that that it was done perfectly. And the 8-word induction, I'll put a link down here for you guys to an article on how to do the 8-word induction. But the secret to doing the 8-word induction is to do this. You know, the 8 words are, press on my hand, close your eyes, sleep. Now, when you do this, it has to be done in a rapid fashion. Press on my hand, close your eyes, and then you pull the hand out from underneath their hand that they're pressing down on, and instantaneously, as soon as their hand drops, say, sleep. And then, here's the insider secret. If it's not working for you, it's probably because of this. Either you didn't do the pre-talk completely, and they're not on board with doing the hypnosis with you, or this is the problem. You need to follow that up with 2, maybe 3 sentences of deepening suggestions, deepening pattern. For example, you might go, press on my hand, close your eyes, sleep, go loose, limp, and relaxed, and with every gentle breath, go deeper and deeper, way down, safe, secure, comfortable. And now as I count from 1 down to 5, let it be as if we could double this relaxation. Now, what I did there is I start off very rapid. I did the induction, which is just 8 words, and then without a gap in time, sleep, go loose, limp, and relaxed, I follow it up with that 2 or 3 sentences of deepening, and then I go into a formalized 1 down to 5 count. Instant inductions, one of the deals is they instantly go into hypnosis, and if you don't hold them there, they're going to instantly emerge. So if you go sleep, go deeper and deeper. You know, what happens is that in that 2 seconds, they've emerged already. So pull it all together in a rapid speak, and then also you noticed that as I go into the deepening pattern, I slow down and use a relaxing tone. So another thing is you need to have a congruent tone in anything you do in hypnosis. When you're doing instant inductions, They're instant, they're fast, so you should use a rapid pace, kind of a staccato voice, but then as soon as you go into the deepening, you have to go into a more softer, deepening tone. Good. That usually takes care of it from all the hours of supervision I've done. And I've done many hours where people come here to work for us, either like in an internship or as a new hypnotherapist. And if they're having any problems, that's why.
Cal, you crack me up.
Yeah. I crack myself up. I don't know. I'm just in a funny mood today. I don't know why that is.
I like it.
It must be because I know I have live streaming people at me.
Yes.
And it's a little bit different.
Yeah. So.
I want to be entertaining while you're talking and stuff. So.
Beautiful. Well, and I'd like to say, you know, I don't even use the 8-word induction. I don't use rapid inductions in my practice, and I'm very successful. I affect major change all the time in people's lives. Not to say that you shouldn't try to get better at it. Not to say that, you know, you shouldn't practice and shouldn't have the goal of using it. But just want to put it out there that it's quite possible to be very successful and not use rapid induction.
Okay, I want to put something out here right away because you're misspeaking a little bit.
Oh.
You use the Elman Banyan induction, right?
Yes.
That's a rapid induction.
Oh, good. Thank you.
That's a rapid induction. It takes a couple minutes, but in historical terms of hypnosis, that's considered a rapid induction. Instantaneous inductions, then there's some argument about this. Some people will even say like the 8-word induction is a rapid induction. But to me, the actual hypnotizing happens just in that instant where you pull the hand out and say sleep. So I call that an instant induction. Some people disagree with that. Some people are very hardcore and say instant inductions have no preparation at all. And I find very few cases where we would use that kind of induction in a professional practice, with the exception of the AIR induction, which is the affect-induced age regression induction, which has no induction at all. You just simply let the person get into an emotional state and then trigger an age regression. So, if I remember, I'll put a link down here to something about the AIR induction. Why do I call it the AIR induction? Just like when you play AIR guitar, and there's no guitar, I call it the AIR induction because there is no induction. Good.
Beautiful. Well, thanks for clearing that up for me. I definitely had that. I was definitely misspeaking, so thank you. Okay, and then Peretz has another question. Is all the information in these podcasts contained in Cal's book, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy?
Oh, that wouldn't be possible. The Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy is a very concise, step-by-step process focusing mainly on phases 1 and 2. I mean, really step-by-step, the preparation, testing, convincing of the client, getting them ready for a successful session, and then a lot of age regression stuff. I'll tell you how that book started. Quite often I do talks at the NGH convention on age regression. I'm considered kind of an age regression expert. And I was going to do that talk, and the night before I thought, you know, I'm just going to sit here at the computer and come up with every tip, trick, and technique I can think of to make someone successful in age regression. And what I did is I sat down, I came up with like 87 different things you do that either facilitate a successful age regression or things you should do to make sure your age regression was successful. And then I got home after the convention. I thought, wow, this is an outline for a book. And so I sat down and went through all of those things. You know, it'd be just like one sentence. And I came up with like 140. And I said, well, this is cool. What I'll do now is I'll just explain each one of these things. Sometimes it would be a couple paragraphs, sometimes it would be a couple pages, and that's how the book was written. And Jerry Kine, as a lot of people know, is along with some other people, are some of the most influential people in my personal development in the profession. I sent him the book, and he looked over it, because that's something you do, is you have a peer review when you write a book. He loved the book. He said it's an instant classic. And he agreed to write the foreword, and I put him as a co-author because, you know, he really has had a big influence on how I look at things. We don't see everything the same way, eye to eye, but my hat's off to Jerry Kine, one of the greatest hypnosis trainers the world has ever known. All right, anything else?
Beautiful, yes, lots more. How are we doing on time, Cal?
Oh, let me check my timer here. But with that, it's 25 minutes. That's our limit. Let's wrap it up.
All right. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you so much to you live streamers that are checking us up live. I mean, this is really fun. I love the fact that we can interact as we're doing the show. So I highly recommend that in the future, you guys check for those announcements. Cal did send out some announcements ahead of time. And if this works with your schedule, jump in the group and you can do this live, send in your questions live. It's just so interactive. It's important that we create community. This is Meredith Locker signing off.
All right, and this is Cal Banyan. You can email us about my secret weight loss and income building project. My email is calbanyan@hypnosiscenter, and Meredith's is?
Meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com.
Good, and visit my other websites. Of course, there's calbanyan.com, there's hypnosis.org. Everything about hypnosis. Get a free listing in our hypnotist directory. Get some more clients. Go to ourhypnospace.com, the first professional networking site for hypnosis professionals. And while you're at it, go to Banyan Hypnosis Mall. Everything that I do is there also. That's it. Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.